Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of pay traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Thanks for coming to hang out with me today on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 202, and I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business, because that's what this is all about, right? Today's episode is a strategy session, and I haven't done one of these in the podcast for a while, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from so many of you that you guys like these strategy sessions, so I want to be doing more of those, and today I'm going to be talking to one of my ROI Club membership students. Her name is Larissa McClemon. Now, Larissa serves salon owners in the hair and beauty space through a membership program and a done-for-you service at her site. It's called salonownerscollective.com. And her membership program teaches them how to market their business and helps take the overwhelm out of the tech side of marketing for these salon owners. And she's currently running warm traffic into a sales funnel. It begins with an opt-in. So the person comes to the opt-in page, downloads whatever the opt-in is that she's got. That leads into an email sequence, which leads into a 3-day special offer to get 50% off the first month of her membership program. So during the strategy session today, we're going to be breaking down her funnel. It's a pretty basic funnel, but we're going to be diving into that. And we're going to be talking about the need to know your numbers along the funnel. This was a big challenge for Larissa, where she doesn't necessarily know all the stats along her funnel. We talk about building warm audiences so that she can target those warm audiences with her Facebook ads. And then we also brainstorm how she can expand her Facebook ads into cold targeting interest. This was a big holdup for her. So we break that down here for her today in the strategy session. So without further ado, let's jump right into it with today's strategy session with Larissa McClemon. So what type of business do you have?
So I have membership and coaching for salon owners, hair and beauty business owners.
Oh, salon, okay. Okay.
For mostly Australia, New Zealand, and some small percentage in the US.
Okay. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. I have two, actually. So that's one. And then the other one is I have messenger marketing product, done for you product.
Okay.
Yeah, called Salon Bot.
Salon Bot, very cool. What problem does that solve for people? What does that do?
Well, there's two, I guess. One is that managing the inbox is massively time consuming, because mm-hmm. that's where the primary communication point is now for a lot of businesses who are active on social. Mm-hmm. So it manages that, cuts their workload by half. And then it's, I guess it's just creating engagement and driving their marketing, you know, doing that section of the marketing and using Messenger as the way to funnel people through.
Gotcha. So when people reach out to them on social media, I mean, Facebook specifically here, I'm assuming, since we're talking about Messenger, you give them an automated solution for how to filter that and get clients and stuff like set appointments and so forth.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So very cool.
And we do it. We build it for them. So it's a monthly subscription, and we build every month. We do a couple of comment posts, you know, that funnel through to Messenger, and we've built the internal structure of Messenger already.
Okay.
Do the broadcasts and whatnot.
Very cool. Very cool. Do you find that you have to educate them quite a bit on the need for this sort of thing?
Do you know, I think it's a really untapped opportunity. Yes, I do need to. But there's enough information out there that I guess I've got the early adopters. And I started out thinking that it was going to be a more membership and that I would be teaching them and they'd be off doing it themselves. But in fact, the majority of my customers, they start doing that and we end up doing it for them on a monthly basis. They just don't have time. They think they want to, but then they just realize that actually you can just do it for me better.
So what do you teach in the membership program then?
This week I taught the 5 hottest trends of social media, like just telling them what to do. They don't know what to do. They're giving it a good try and do lives on their book. And yes, I do teach them how to I'm still making it up, Rick. I started teaching them how to do a broadcast, but actually what happens every time I do a how to, they all reach out and say, I didn't know that you could do it for me, can you do it for me? I'm rethinking whether I'll continue to teach or whether I'll just teach them the social and do the do. I'm not quite sure yet.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So how can I best help with the funnel? And because I know that you do have a funnel set up, but how can we talk through, you know, what sort of challenges that you're facing right now?
Okay. So my funnel is actually for my other product, and which is my membership.
Okay.
The problem that I'm solving there is that salon owners are too busy. I've got two problems and I can't decide which one to talk about in a very short amount of time. But anyway, this is my current funnel. The membership is designed to help them stop doing the technical work and actually run their business because they're struggling, working too many hours, the usual thing in a bricks and mortar business. And so anyway, that's the proposition.
Okay.
So I have a funnel that's just recently in place. I've got the sales page. I've got it. It does convert. I'm now in the... And so that's all set up. The lead magnet's all set up. Now I'm in this pre-lead magnet space and I'm struggling a little bit. I'm in the phase now where I need to do traffic.
Gotcha.
Like it's all about traffic. I've got the lead magnet there. How do I send more people there?
Okay.
And my head's a little bit wrecked in that space.
So talk me through a little bit first before we talk about traffic. You said you have the lead magnet. You said the sales page converts. Is the lead magnet converting?
Yes, the lead magnet's converting.
Okay.
It just is not very big numbers because I'm not sending any traffic there.
Okay.
And the sales page does convert just small numbers.
Okay. So where is the traffic coming from right now?
I have no idea. It's organic. I mean, I'm active. I've got a podcast. We do lives on our group. I mean, we're active, but this is the piece of the puzzle now that I need to focus on.
Gotcha. Okay. So you have some traffic coming in. Does the lead magnet align with the program? Number one is my first question. And then the second question is what does that space look like? What happens after they opt in? So they opt in for the lead magnet. Then what happens between that and when they get to the sales page?
So there's a nurturing sequence that has a mix of email and messenger.
Okay.
And some retargeting ads that is, you know, overcoming some objections and calling out their business and some stuff. Yeah, it's cool, I think. It's quite new still.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool. Still quite early.
And then what is the offer on the sales page? Is it, you know, it's to join the membership program.
Yeah.
What?
They've got a three day countdown at, so the product's $97.
$97 a month?
Yep.
Okay.
And the first month is $47. They've got 3 days to buy at $47.
Yep.
And in that time, they're getting some retargeting ads that are reminding them and some emails and messengers reminding them they've only got one more day or better hurry up.
Okay. And
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And how long is that nurture sequence? So from once they opt in to the end of that 3 days, how much time is going there?
Do you know, I'm going to say 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Do you know how many emails they're getting in that 2 week time period?
Yeah. So there's five emails, three or four messenger messages, which is kind of they jump from each because the open rate's so crap, right? But I know on email, but I know that messenger is kind of, we've just sent you an email or remembering about this. So
gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Now, first of all, I think 2 weeks is a little bit long for leading into a $47 offer. That's just kind of sort of my gut feeling on that.
Yeah.
If you got five emails going out over 2 weeks plus, you know, some messages, you know, for some messenger marketing there, I just feel like that's a little bit, I don't think you need that much. And granted, this is all about testing, right? So, you are kind of working with a small sample size right now, but you said that people are converting once they get to your landing page. Do you know yet what your conversion rate is of the people who opt in for the freebie who get to the sales page?
No. One piece missing of the pie is my stats.
Okay. So that's something that you're definitely going to want to make sure that you're tracking to know what those stats are, because if you don't, then you're kind of flying blind. And when, and then you add, you know, paid traffic to it, you really want to know those stats because you've got to know, okay, what areas of my funnel do I need to tweak? Right. Everything from what is the opt-in, you know, what's the landing page conversion rate? So what's the opt-in rate of the people who are coming to the landing page and actually opting in? So you want at least 20% on that. And then from there, you want to be looking at, you know, the open rates, and then how many people are actually landing on the landing page, and, you know, of those people, how many of those people are converting, that sort of thing. My guess is that you might be losing people along the way because it is over a 2 week time period, as opposed to, we have to remember that after somebody opts in, they're very warm at that point, right? They've just opted in for that valuable freebie. Now, I'm not saying, you know, make an offer right away. Now you could test that, you know, you could test, it's a little bit expensive at that point. But, you know, they call it, you know, some people call it like a tripwire sort of offer. But, you know, right after they opt in, that's something that could be tested right there, where you make that offer of like, hey, I have this membership program and it's $97 a month, but, you know, I'm offering it right now for, you know, you can jump in right now for $47 and cancel at any time. So you could test something like that. But, you know, outside of that, where I'd probably go first is maybe shorten up that, you know, maybe over a week's time period where you're adding some value, you're introducing yourself in that follow-up sequence, you're adding some value, and then you're making that offer to the membership program, you know, just a little bit, you know, just sort of truncating that time period between when they opt in and when you make that offer to them.
Yeah.
But I like the 3 day. I like that you're creating some urgency and scarcity. Like, hey, you're getting half off your first month here. Is it your half off your first month or half off like period? Just the first month.
Just the first month. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. So that's my feedback on the funnel itself. Now let's talk about, you know, paid traffic coming in. What's the main question that you have about that? Because it sounds like you've got an offer, the offer being the opt-in, and that the opt-in you mentioned it sounds like it's a good offer.
Yeah. I mean, it converts. I've just opened up my ads manager here. You know, it's relevant to the program. I know the pain point.
Perfect.
I think I've got it right. I mean, I can see people coming in. It's been live 2 weeks. I've had 44 people downloaded. It's costing $275 per download.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
So that's not too bad, right?
So you're not spending a big budget there, it sounds like.
No.
Okay.
No, because we're.
Got it. So,
Is that good?
Yeah, 270. I mean, it's all relative, right? I mean, 275, I would take 275. Me personally, I'd take it all day long. Other people would be like, no, that's really high. So it's all relative, right? And it all in what everyone always wants to know, like, well, is that a good cost per lead? Well, we can make some general, you know, we can make some generalities about that and say, yeah, I mean, you're, that's under $3. You're doing pretty well. It really comes down to how many sales are you getting out of that, right?
That's
to really truly answer that question. But with that said, 275 sounds like you're doing really well. Now let's look at some stats. If you have Ads Manager open there, do you know what the click-through rate is on the ad?
Okay, on that particular one, let's just have a look.
Well, say, how many ad sets do you have?
Just one for that particular piece of the puzzle.
Okay, so you got one ad set and you're running, and how many ads are you running within that ad set?
Just one.
Okay, and so for that one there, it's you're getting a $2.75 cost per conversion.
Yes.
Cool. And you're running conversions as your objective?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what that conversion rate is on the landing page?
No, but I could go and have a little look. This is like, no.
Okay.
So, don't have any of those stats living anywhere, you know, without having to go and sift through it. That's probably my next thing to do, isn't it?
What landing page software are you using?
ClickFunnels.
ClickFunnels. Okay. ClickFunnels will give you what that percentage is in there. So that's one thing that you definitely want to find out is what is that. Again, this is that data to help us dictate sort of where we focus our efforts to make improvements, because you don't want to increase ad spend and pour more money into paid traffic into a funnel that isn't converting as well as it probably should be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
So if you told me, well, Rick, I only have a 12% conversion rate on the landing page. Okay, let's figure out why that could be before we start pouring more money into it. As opposed to if you told me, well, Rick, I got a 40% conversion rate on my landing page. Okay, cool. Great. Now let's look at some more stats there on the Facebook ads to start to see where we're at with what you've got running there and see where we can start to scale and expand. Okay. So at the ad, if you go to the ad level, what is the relevance score that ad has?
To the ad level?
Yep.
Relevance score is 8.
Okay, great. And are you targeting cold traffic or who are you targeting with this?
No, just warm.
Warm traffic. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So warm traffic it's a group of various page revisit, you know, retargeting website page podcast listeners, etc.
Okay, cool.
So that's the missing piece now. It's like it's been a while since I've gone out for cold traffic.
Okay. And is that what you're looking to, is that what you're kind of looking
well,
to?
Well, I think I do, but maybe after I've done some reporting.
Well, yes.
Now I'm listening to you and I'm like, okay. I can see it all coming in, but I don't actually know from a statistical point of view.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, you definitely want to know the stats to help you make that, you know, decision on what's going on there. So what kind of questions around the cold traffic? Because it sounds like you're doing the right thing as far as building those warm audiences, you know, website visitors and so on. I would say
engagement. Oh yeah, we've got some engagement because we do podcasts and we're starting to do these lives every fortnight. And so we're starting to build some actual page engagement audiences.
Okay. Do you have any idea, like, is this audience, overall audience, do you have any idea how big it might be? Are we talking over 1,000?
Shall I go and have a quick look?
Sure.
It's quite new.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got Instagram video views, that's fewer than 1,000. Instagram page overall, 4,000. Pagebook page engagement, 7,000. Pagebook video views, 9,000. Website visitors, all 2,300.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing pretty well. So the next step I would do is I would create a lookalike audience out of that of your warm audiences there.
Okay.
So that's sort of like the next thing. So create your lookalike audiences out of each of those warm audiences. You want at least 1,000 people in that base audience of which you're creating a lookalike audience from.
Okay, so a lookalike audience, an individual one, of course, for all of those ones that I just
exactly
sent to you.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And we're looking for about 1,000. Over 1,000. Because there's only one. There's only one that's lower than 1,000 out of all of those.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then, so you're looking for hairstylists, salon owners, that sort of thing?
Yeah, not stylists, but yes, salon, hair and beauty salon owners. Yeah.
Okay, so I just pulled up, you know, ads manager here. I just typed in salon owner, and we've got a job title of job title targeting. You know, it's small. It's 8,800 people, but still, that's 8,800 people for a salon owner. Now, granted, that's only in the U.S., right, that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So that number is going to be different for you. I'm just looking. What else would be?
What about other communities, like other companies that people follow?
Yeah. Talk to me.
So like software companies that are industry based, or large corporations can get customers, you know, as well. But that's always been a bit dicey for me. It doesn't, half of it, you know, often you can't find the company. Do you know how, like, you say, follow, target Amy Porterfield's people? Mm-hmm. Those aren't my audience, but like, right, couldn't I target some of those people?
Well, sure. Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, you want to be thinking about, all right, so you have, so salon owners, but you said not stylists?
No, that's not my audience.
Okay. Like, keep sharing more about your audience here. Your like exact target audience.
Okay. So my exact target audience, salon owners that want to grow their business but are feeling hamstrung by cutting hair, doing too much of the technical work, and they're not investing enough time in growing their business. They realize that there's the struggle.
Okay.
And they need to learn how to scale, basically. The long and the short of it is they need to scale. It's not an industry word that they use.
Sure.
They want
sure.
to grow their business, but they're struggling with that time challenge between, when I'm cutting too much hair doing clients, I can't manage my business, do the marketing.
So a style, I mean, and this is just part of my ignorance of knowledge of it, but like, wouldn't that be a stylist as well? Wouldn't that be I guess so.
But they're not an employee. You know, they're specifically an owner.
No, right.
So when
right,
I hear,
I'm thinking of like the girl who used to cut my hair here in San Diego, she rents space at a salon, but she's her own business.
Oh, yes. That's not my target market.
Okay.
Rent a chair, because they're individual users. I'm probably further down the business journey, like 5+ team members already, and they want to go to 10, or they're struggling to get past 4 or 5 team members
okay.
to scale that business, and they want to go to 10+, or they want to have 2 businesses, or they want to grow big.
Okay. So are there, so I'm looking at like, I just typed in, again, I don't know the industry. So I just typed in like cosmetology, in, you know, I just typed in like Paul Mitchell hairdresser. Like, would those be interests that are aligning with this target audience?
Potentially. Yes, potentially.
Okay.
But I kind of think, you know, like if we're thinking mindset, they're probably not thinking about like how, well, like someone that's thinking about Paul Mitchell is thinking about the shampoo and the technical work and actually looking after the client. Yes, we do talk about, yeah, no, potentially. Yes, absolutely. I'm just being too detailed, probably. I don't know. Like, how detailed do you get at this level?
So what I'd recommend that you do. So I just typed in salon owner, right, in the detailed targeting section. And then if I click on suggestions there, now, again, that's a job title, but I'm looking at also, in addition to that, a salon manager, salon owner and stylist, hairstylist, self-employed, hair specialist, a hairstylist as an employer, hair designer, makeup and hairstylist. So owner, cosmetologist, licensed cosmetologist, hair colorist. So you might be thinking, well, no, those aren't like, they're not speaking. That's not my exact target audience, but I would still target people. Like, I would still target those interests, but you use your messaging and your ad and your offer to attract your ideal audience within these audiences.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, good. Okay, that's great, because that's exactly the question, right? It's like, how detailed do you go right at the top of the funnel when you're looking for cold traffic? Well, okay, so that's great.
You do want to get targeted, but you also don't want to get too targeted such that you're not giving Facebook's algorithm much room to work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a classic example there of we get as targeted as we can, but yet it maybe it's not exact, but yet we use the ad, our messaging, our copy, you know, whether it's an image or a video, whatever we're doing, to speak to that ideal audience within the audience that we're targeting.
Yeah.
And and these were just the obvious ones, right? So then from here, you like, are there are there you know, is there like an association? I don't even know.
Yes. Lots of them.
Okay.
Yep,
so I would be searching on all those things and I would be using audience insights within Ads Manager to help you generate ideas in addition to the suggestions part here in the detailed targeting section. So this is a, you know, it's a massive brainstorming section or session, I should say, that where you just start coming up with these ideas, make a list, and then you start, you know, you start targeting as you go along and as your budget allows. Now, on a thing like this, where you've got salon owner and stylist, salon manager, hairstylist, self-employed, since these are all, you know, smaller audiences, I would be grouping these audiences into the same ad set to increase that, you know, increase that audience, the potential audience size as much as you can, the potential reach.
Okay. Yeah. And individual ads coming off each one of those?
Well, you can put a couple of ads within the ad set there, but you're not saying, you're not saying, oh, I'm going to target this ad to, you know, salon owner, unless you were to break that out into its own ad set, which in this case, I don't recommend because these audiences are, you know, are much smaller. So the reason that you're combining them is just for that audience size.
Yeah, right. Okay. Last question then is like, what now do I send them to the website so the retargeting can take over, or do I send them to straight to the lead magnet, or is there some other piece that I'm missing?
Yeah, no. I mean, I would test sending directly to the lead magnet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's all kinds of strategies that you can do here, but like the most straightforward one is, you know, have an ad to go and that goes directly to the lead magnet. And again, you got to know your numbers to see how well the landing page is converting there and your offer. Is it resonating with your audience? You know, how big is your Facebook page?
Oh, 2,500 small.
Okay. Well, so I might recommend, you know, I might, you know, test this ad out on just your Facebook fans if you're not already. So meaning like put the post up on your page, spend a few dollars to amplify it just to your fans and see how it does. Because then what you can do is you're going to gauge whether, you know, your fans are should be your most, you know, engaged audience there, right? And so you can gauge whether your offer is resonating with them. And then if it is, great. You can turn that actual post into an ad, and you're going to carry all that social proof with you, meaning the likes, comments, and shares that you get on it. But that's a really easy way to test that offer.
And then, so simple when you say it like that.
Well, it really is.
Hey, my page is converting at 44.4%.
That's amazing. Really good stuff. Okay, cool. So you can kind of like check that box off, you know, you're like, okay, cool. We're good there. So cool. Let's drive some traffic there. And, you know, you mentioned like, can you just drive like from your ad to the landing or to the opt-in page there? Absolutely. You could also do other strategies like, you know, if you had maybe some videos or whatever, you could be building engagement audiences like you are. But it sounds like you're already doing that, right? Where you're building those warm audiences so that you can turn around and retarget. So, you know, that's another strategy as well. But since you're already doing that, you've got that, you're building those warm audiences, I would send cold traffic directly to that, to the opt-in and see how it does. And look at, you know, you have a baseline of, okay, this is a 44% conversion on warm traffic. It's going to go down for cold traffic probably because, you know, warm versus cold, but you can see how it does there. But yeah, I would absolutely test, you know, running the ad directly to the opt-in. Just make sure that your objective is conversions.
Yeah, right. Yep. Hey, I just had a thought when you were talking, like my engagement content. Mm-hmm. Should I be driving cold traffic to that?
I mean, it all depends on what kind of budget that you have. You know, it's always a good strategy to be building those warm audiences, meaning the engagement, because the quicker that you can build the engagement audiences, the quicker that you can create lookalike audiences as well. Right. But, you know, it really depends on what kind of budget that you have. If your goal is, though, look, I want people to opt in for this opt in here so I can get them into my funnel to lead them to my special offer for the membership program, I would test that out.
Yep. Because we kind of feel like we're doing all these cool things, but it's all kind of in quite small circles. Need to widen that reach.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you, again, okay, you don't have to like start to go from, you know, spending $5 or $10 a day to spending $500 a day. You know, you can add maybe two ad sets and say, okay, I'm going to go up to, you know, $20 or $30 a day or something like that. You can incrementally go up. It's completely up to you, obviously, on what you want to spend, but you don't have to make a big jump from where you're at right now. Especially, yeah. I mean, the cool thing is, like we just talked about, your landing page is converting. It's converting on warm traffic. Yeah. Okay, cool. You've proven that. Nice. Let's open that up to more, to some cold traffic to start getting some new audiences in there. You definitely want to make sure that the landing page is pixeled. You have the Facebook pixel on the landing page as well as the thank you page. So you're building those audiences as well. And, you know, then you start just building this up and, you know, hopefully it just runs automatically for you, meaning you just keep feeding in and you're working that front end at the top end of the funnel and keep testing and getting people through the funnel. And you're making sure that you're tracking those numbers so you know what levers that you need to pull and kind of test different things along the funnel there.
Yes, that's a very important missing element.
Yeah.
Because I can kind of, you know, I pop in and I have a look, I can kind of see gut instinct, everything's going okay, but I'm not really making data-driven decisions now, which I need to.
Got to do
that. Amazing.
Cool. If you'd like to learn more about the ROI Club, which is my monthly membership program that takes the guesswork out of the latest Facebook ad updates and delivers a plug-and-play proven sales funnel template straight to your inbox every month, just go to rickmulready.com/ROI club. Now, each month in the club, you get a live State of the Union. This is an hour-long webinar with me every single month where I demystify the latest updates that Facebook's rolled out to its ad platform, like new features, policy updates, changes, etc. You know, the stuff that you need to be aware of if you want to be getting the best results possible on Facebook today. Also, during that live State of the Union, I do a live Q&A session where you can ask me anything related to Facebook ads, the updates that we just talked about, any online marketing, growing your business. This is where big time business breakthroughs happen. And this alone is worth the cost of the membership program. In addition, you get a complete plug and play proven Facebook funnel framework sent to you each and every month, which is going to save you a ton of time and energy. Included in that framework is a video walking you through how to use the funnel and to make it work for your business. Of course, you also get access to all the call recordings and all the membership materials right in the private membership portal. So if you'd like to learn more and jump into the ROI Club, just go to rickmulready.com/ROI Club. As always, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Coming up on this week's quick tip episode, I'm going to be sharing, when you get to the end of your workday, how do you determine whether it was a quote unquote successful day? I know for me, for a long time in my business, once I hit the evening time, I'd often question whether what I did that day was quote unquote enough. It was a big struggle, and I was always feeling like I should have done more. I pause on the should there because, you know, that's all relative, right? And as I struggle with this, I talk to more and more fellow business owners, and this seemed to be a common struggle among them as well. So coming up in the quick tip episode this week, I'm going to share with you what I've done to overcome this. I also asked this same exact question to the mastermind that I'm a part of, and I thought I would share their responses anonymously that I got from them. A lot of really good insight into answering the question, was this a successful day or not? So really good episode coming your way. Until then, my friends, and as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.